Get the front page sports in a second, but guys, we did it again.
Yeah.
We are getting so good at this.
I'm so proud of you guys.
I am so thrilled that not only are we starting to dominate Twin Cities press conferences, that other reporters, beat writers, columnists, I think they're on notice. I think they understand now that when we show up to a press conference, we ask the good questions. They don't ask even remotely interesting questions.
So, how do you think you're going to do on Sunday?
Just shut up.
I think it's great.
Just let us do it. We know what we're doing. You don't.
The PR types for all the different professional teams, basically, whenever somebody tries to ask a question, if we walk in the room, they give them that shut your damn mouth look.
Right. You know what I mean? And Chris and Paul are here.
They're here.
Let them do it.
Let them do it.
And we did it a couple days ago, and we have the audio proof. We actually did one 2 days ago.
Yeah.
With Paul Molitor, and then we were actually at Case Keenum's little media grouping yesterday and crushed it. We'll play that later.
Yeah.
But should we play back our Molitor press conference?
That's a good idea.
Now, it aired here on The Fan, so some of you already heard this. It was 11 o'clock. Yeah. It was a press conference on Tuesday.
Yeah,
it aired during Paul Allen's show. But if you were not listening, basically all of the questions were from the Power Trip Morning Show. Here's the proof.
And now it's time for a Power Trip press conference.
Yep. All right, here we go. Hi, Paul Molitor. Corey Cove, Power Trip Morning Show from KFN. Paul, I hate to start with an awkward question, but I recently lost my virginity, and I wasn't real thrilled about my performance, but she said it was just fine. Should I be concerned?
That shouldn't be that unexpected. I just think there was a lot of anticipation of where it was going to go, which made it seem like it was a little longer than it actually was.
It was maybe the best question we've asked.
Hmm.
Paul Molitor, Meat Sauce here. I was the one who said that you were going to be hired. Good to see you. Nice to see everybody else. Can you do me a huge favor here? Could you describe my contribution towards the Power Trip Morning Show?
I haven't really prepared anything.
Great question, Sus. Chris Sacchi, Power Trip Morning Show. Mr. Mahler, it's well known in media circles here within the Twin Cities that you wear thong underwear under your baseball pants during games. Do you like that?
It's not a totally comfortable thing.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Paul, I absolutely love Red Lobster's Cheddar Bay biscuits, but, you know, I always feel like I eat so many of them that when my actual meal comes, I get pretty full. Do you ever feel that same way about Cheddar Bay biscuits?
I think, if anything, it increases my hunger.
That's a great question. I have another food follow-up. Paul Molitor, what's your technique when you make that wonderful homemade butterscotch pudding you make and it starts to develop that gross food skin on top?
And so I tried to put it on the back burner as best as I could.
Okay.
Got to balance it out. Great answer, Paul.
Paul, if you don't mind, Chris Hockey, Power Trip Morning Show, follow up on my earlier question about your thong underwear. The word is you and Rosie went thong shopping together.
I think it was probably a matter of less than 10 hours after we landed from New York at 4 or 5 in the morning that we got together.
Wow. Oh. Well, early in the morning.
Quick follow-up, if I could, Paul, because I've heard you and Mark have spent a lot of time together recently. I heard you guys also recently went to a corn maze. How'd that go?
Sometimes we had to kind of talk through which way we wanted to go.
Genius. Paul Molitor, my sources tell me you're a huge Star Wars fan. What did you think of the trailer?
Yeah, I just think there was a lot of anticipation of where it was going to go, which made it seem like it was a little longer than it actually was.
Oh.
Dear God.
You're getting repetitive, Paul.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
You got paid, but.
Follow up to your answer there. Meat Sauce's first sexual partner said he was well endowed. Any comments on that?
That shouldn't be that unexpected. I just think there was a lot of anticipation of where it was going to go, which made it seem like it was a little longer than it actually was.
Yeah. Paul. You're not good at press conferences,
Paul. It's a broken record, Paul.
Yeah.
Paul.
Paul. Paul.
Here we go again. Paul, I'm going to start getting into smuggling balloons filled with drugs up my you-know-what. Any advice for a first-timer?
It's not a totally comfortable thing.
Oh, cool.
Man, wow.
Paul Molitor, Meat Sauce, Paul Lambert here. I heard through the grapevine that you, Zangief from Street Fighter, and Mark Rosen formed a relay team. Your first meet is the hurdles. How's the team bonding going?
The three of us would agree that, you know, now that we've been able to go get over the hurdle, if you will, for the first year of trying to find a way to build our connection, that we're looking forward to the next chapter even more than the first. Mm. So that's a very positive thing that we're I think all excited to be a part of that dynamic of the three of us working together.
Awesome.
Wow.
Good
that's
answer.
Really good. Yeah, good. Coach, our manager, whatever we call you, Chris Hockey, Patrick Morning Show. The word this weekend, you got no kissy smoochy with the wife. What went down?
There was a lot of activities through the weekend that separated us from being able to do it.
Oh. All right, Paul. This is getting dumb. So enough of this nonsense. If you'll indulge me, let's play a real quick game. If you like movies, I think you do. I've been told you do. How about I describe a character from a major motion picture, and then you tell me who I am. Ooh. Is that cool?
Mm.
All right, Paul.
Yes.
I'm an ancient transdimensional evil. I'm a shapeshifter with an ability to take the form of a kid's fear. I murder, I kidnap, I manipulate, I horrify, but I most often take the shape of a scary clown. Who am I?
You're it.
That's right. Oh, wow. That's right.
Incredible.
You got it.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Well, mine wasn't that thought out, but Paul, you recently played Sub-Zero in Monopoly. You landed on Park Place when he had three hotels on it. How did you not go bankrupt?
There's a little give and take that takes place, including trying to find out, where priorities lie on both sides and how we were able to address those and move forward.
You're so right. But Paul, if you thought his question wasn't thought out, where do you hear my last one? Chris Hockey, Patrick Morning Show. I saw you and Corey at Kane's on Monday. Talk to me a little bit about that.
We went out there and we squeezed in a lunch.
Oh, brilliant.
Thanks, Coach. Good job, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
And
thanks,
specifically to you, Corey, that last question, I didn't think he'd play along with the game.
He did.
Show
he got it
thing.
Right.
Incredible.
Can I ask you a quick question, Paul? Did you ask him if he played Monopoly with Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
A fictional character.
Well, I heard he did. No, Dustin from the Twins likes to dress up as Sub-Zero.
That's
and they
known.
Play. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So not only did Paul Molitor join a three-man hurdle relay race with Zangief from Street Fighter.
Yeah.
And he's also playing Monopoly with Sub-Zero.
Brilliant. Zangief's just fun to say.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Which
yeah.
We need more of him in, what's the movie he's in? The cartoon?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph rocked.
Yeah. There's got to be a second one, right?
I think there is. And I hope they
more Zangief.
Well, just more actual video game characters, not made up ones.
Yeah.
Right?
2018, yeah.
That was the key. The press conference we dominated yesterday was Case Keenum. We'll play that back at 7:45 during Vikings news.
You thought that one was good. Wait till you hear this one. Because we really dominated that. I mean,
if you didn't think that one was good.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'll say this. After the Paul Molitor press conference yesterday, Lavelle E. Neal III downgraded himself to the fourth.
Did he?
He was so upset with himself.
That's okay.